Chapter 9. Clooney. Alan and I came out of our hiding place, and we walked for several hours before we stopped. The next day we ran or hid from the English soldiers all day. "Alan, I can't walk any more," I said at last.
"Then I'll have to carry you, David," said Alan.
I felt ashamed.
"I'll walk," I said. "I have no choice."
"Good man, David," Alan said,
and we continued on our way. We were so tired that we forgot to look around us. Suddenly, Alan and I were on the ground, and there were men next to us with knives at our throats. Alan spoke to the men for a minute or two, and they let us stand up.
"They're Clooney's men," said Alan. "They will tell him that we're here, and he will help us."
"Do you mean Clooney MacPherson, one of the leaders of the Great Rebellion in the Highlands 6 years ago?" I asked. "My friend Mr. Robertson told me about him."
"Yes, he's an outlaw now, but his people are still loyal to him," said Alan. "They like him because he decided to stay here with his family and not escape to France, like many other leaders of the rebellion."
The men left to go and find Clooney. Alan was tired and lay down to sleep while we waited for the men to come back. Clooney sent his men back to us with a message. He asked us to visit him, and we started to walk again. After a short time, I was so tired that two of his men had to help me to walk. Finally, we arrived at Clooney's house. People called the house Clooney's Cage because of its strange form. The house was near the top of a hill. It was built against the hill, and many trees hid the walls, so that it was very difficult to see the house. Clooney also lived in caves from time to time, and this was how he was able to hide from the English soldiers. Clooney welcomed us to his house and gave us a drink of whiskey. He asked us many questions about France and Prince Charlie, and laughed at many of Alan's anecdotes. He cooked our dinner himself and told us stories about the rebellion while we ate. After dinner, Alan and Clooney began to play cards. I felt ill and went to bed. I was in bed for 2 days, and Alan and Clooney played cards the whole time. I remember that Alan came and asked me to give him my money. I didn't want to give it to him, but I was too ill to say no. After the second day, I felt a little better and got up. I thought that Alan looked very worried. "Alan, it's time to continue our journey," I said. "I want to return to Queensferry and find Mr. Rankeillor, my uncle's lawyer. We have a long distance to go, and we don't have much money. We must go now."
"David," Alan said, "I must confess that I lost all our money playing cards. I'm sorry."
"So we have no money at all," I said. "That's terrible." Clooney came up and put his hand on my shoulder.
"Don't worry about the money," he said. "I only play cards with my guests for pleasure, but I get very bored. Playing for money makes the card game more interesting. Here's your money. I don't want to worry you."
I thought that Clooney was a very kind man.